In the cockpit of her small aerobatics airplane, pilot Patty Wagstaff goes full throttle. She performs rolls, loops, spins. She'll fly straight up, put the engine in idle, and free fall, fire the engine back up, and roar past crowds at air shows across the country. But that's not even the scariest part.
Every airshow pilot will tell you the most dangerous part of their job is getting to and from the show and trying to push weather. We don't have instruments so we can fly in the clouds. You can scare yourself a little bit. You don't have a lot of fuel on these planes. You have to get low under the clouds sometimes. And I've never had any catastrophic accidents or anything like that. The only accident I had was in Alaska where the other pilot was flying, so I try and avoid it.
That accident was before she was a pilot. And in a strange way, it was her big break. When Wagstaff lived in Alaska, she used to travel to tiny villages as a passenger on tiny airplanes. One flight she chartered never made it off the muddy runway.
The pilot, who was pretty young and didn't instill a lot of confidence, didn't use the full length of the runway, and we had a full plane. I knew there wasn't going to be enough speed and enough lift to get us off the ground. And you could see it coming. You could see the end of the runway coming. And we were just sort of bouncing along these muddy ruts. And came the end of the runway, and I think he must have hit the brakes, and the thing just went sliding off the end, kind of down an embankment. Slowly flipped upside down. I do remember that. You know, when the tail comes up, it kind of hovers there for a minute, and then whack. We were able to climb out. I stood there with the other passenger. I really don't remember the pilot. He was, who knows what he was doing. He was probably thinking about how to, you know, how to disappear forever at that point. But for me, that was really emotionally my big break as far as where I would go in aviation, because I decided this guy's an idiot. I can do a lot better than this. I'm going to take up flying. I'm going to start learning. And I went and found an instructor and a plane, and I started. Sometimes you just need that little push. I really wanted to take up aerobatics and learn how to fly upside down and learn how to do rolls and loops. And it took me a few years before I could find somebody with the right airplane that could teach me. But I finally did. And flying aerobatics is, to me, the most freedom that you can ever have in an airplane or really anywhere. It's really three-dimensional. When you can put the airplane into something like a loop in the sky or a roll where you're rolling around the axis of the airplane or going vertical, it's really total freedom. When I'm doing an air show, I usually pull about 10 Gs. There's one point in the routine where I'm going fast and I pull really hard. It's an eight-sided loop with half rolls on each side, and I usually pull 10 Gs in that. And we also push negative Gs, which is where you're upside down and you push the airplane and you push it, say, to the top of, say, an outside loop, like going over a waterfall. So all the blood goes up in your head, and that takes a lot of conditioning to do. I've been really lucky that aviation's been a great career. I've had so many opportunities through it, met so many people, and it's taken me all over the world. So I'd say anybody that's thinking about a career in aviation, go for it, especially girls. There's a lot of opportunity.
Patty Wagstaff is the first woman to win the U.S. National Aerobatic Championship, and the plane she won it in is on display at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. She joined us from WFCF in St. Augustine, Florida.